In this video, I'm going to give you some of the key laws that you absolutely need to know as a property investor to save money in 2025. Having been in property now full-time for 16 years, I thought I'd share the knowledge I've gained to save you money. And some of these laws are super niche, and I know lots of people are losing tens of thousands of pounds per project just because they don't know all the loopholes they have access to. In this video, I'm going to give you my top few laws. The first law is stamp duty exemption for uninhabitable properties. It baffles me that so few people know about this law. In fact, many of my own projects, I've had to inform the solicitor dealing with the purchase of this rule because even they weren't aware of it. When purchasing properties that are deemed uninhabitable, these units are considered stamp duty exempt on the first £150,000. That's right, you don't pay a penny in stamp duty tax. I've helped countless of my students save or claim back tens of thousands in stamp duty tax because of this loophole. For example, let's say you buy a rundown house for £150,000 as a buy, refurbish, refinance or a flip investment property. Normally, as a second property, an investment property, you'd pay 5% on the first £250,000. That's £7,500 cash up front in stamp duty tax. But because the property lacks a kitchen, bathroom or heating, it qualifies as uninhabitable. So you pay zero stamp duty up to the first £150,000 and then just 5% on any excess amount, saving you £7,500. The key is to getting a RICS surveyor to confirm that the property is uninhabitable so that the HMRC accepts your claim. Smart investors use this trick to slash acquisition costs and boost profit margins. And even if you bought a property previously in the past and overpaid on stamp duty tax, you can claim it back with interest. The next law is grandfather rights for HMO properties in Article 4 areas. Let's talk about grandfather rights for HMOs. One of the most powerful ways to increase your rental income if you already own an HMO in a restricted area. So what are grandfather rights? Many councils introduce Article 4 directions for HMOs, which block new HMOs by requiring full planning permission. But if your HMO was already operating before Article 4 was introduced, it's automatically grandfathered in, where if you can just prove through AST contracts, tenancy agreements, that you were running it as a HMO before Article 4 came in, you can request to get a certificate of lawfulness from the council, meaning you don't need to reapply for planning. Let's say you bought a 6-bedroom HMO in Manchester in 2018 before the council brought in Article 4. Your rent per room, £600 a month, total rent income, £3,600 with an annual gross income of £43,200. Now, in 2024, investors can't create new HMOs in this area without planning permission, which makes existing HMOs much more valuable. A buyer looking for an HMO in an Article 4 area knows they can't just create one from scratch. That means you can charge a premium price if you sell. Rental demand is higher because of limited competition. Your property becomes a rare, high cash flow asset. If you own an HMO with grandfather rights, hold on to it because it's only going up in value. And if you're looking to invest, finding areas that are going to be bringing in Article 4 and purchasing units with the intention of getting HMO licenses would increase the value of the investment drastically within a short period of time. Next law is permitted developments. Planning permission can be one of the biggest barriers for property developers. But what if you could bypass it completely and still build highly profitable developments, extensions, conversions, where permitted development rights come in? Permitted development rights allows you to convert commercial units into residential units without needing planning permission. All you have to do is give the council notice via prior approval of what you're going to do. And unless they can find a reason as to why it breaks one of the rules, such as there's no natural light or it's in a shopping parade or a conservation area, and unless they can show you that you can't do it within 56 days, that means you're welcome to crack on, bypassing the expensive, laborious, traditional planning permission process. So if you find an old office building for £500,000 in a city centre, instead of dealing with the hassle of planning permission, you can use Class MA permitted development rights to convert it into 10 apartments. If your acquisition cost was £500,000, and the refurb and conversion was £300,000, that means your total cost is £800,000. If the end value now is £1.5 million, you've made £700,000 gross profit. By using permitted development rights, you save 6 to 12 months of planning delays, £20,000 in planning application fees, £50,000 in carrying costs, loan, interest, council tax, utilities, while waiting for the council to give you permission, with a potential profit of £700,000. This is why permitted development rights is a game changer for developers who want to move quickly and maximise profits. But always check local Article 4 directions, because some councils restrict permitted development rights, so due diligence is always key. And the thing is with these laws is ignorance is not bliss. If you don't know about permitted development rights and you just put forward a full planning application, the council won't tell you, no, you don't need to put forward planning permission because you can use permitted development rights. You need to know. If you're buying a property and you pay stamp duty tax, HMRC aren't going to say, no, don't worry, you don't need to pay this tax. You can save £7,000 because unless you know, you're going to lose the money. Next one is VAT. Let me explain how VAT reclaim on renovations work. If you're about to renovate a property, this next law could save you thousands in VAT, value added tax savings. If a property's been empty, like many have, for 2 years or more, you qualify for a reduced 5% VAT on renovation costs instead of 20%. For example, say you buy a rundown house that's been vacant for a few years. You budget £100,000 for the refurb. Normal VAT will be 20%, which is a £20,000 tax bill. But the reduced VAT at 5% is just £5,000, meaning you're saving £15,000. And to qualify for this relief, all you have to do is prove the property was empty with council tax records or utility bills, and then work with a VAT registered contractor to apply the discount. Next is zero VAT on conversions. Staying on the topic of VAT, did you know that if you convert a commercial property into residential housing, you can pay zero VAT on all of the construction work? Say you buy an office block for £500,000, you plan to spend £200,000 on renovations. Normally you'd pay £40,000, 20%, in VAT. But with this loophole, the VAT is zero on construction, meaning you save £40,000 immediately. And this is why so many investors are moving into office to residential conversions. It's a huge cost saving strategy. This final one is absolutely huge, and this is capital allowances on embedded fixtures. When developing properties, you need to be sure you're claiming as much tax relief as you possibly can. One thing a lot of people forget to get relief on is hidden fixtures within commercial units. Even if you didn't install them, for example, if you buy a shop with flats above for £400,000, it comes with a boiler and heating system worth £20,000, a fire alarm system worth £10,000, electrical fittings worth £30,000. Under capital allowances, you can claim these as tax deductions, potentially wiping out £60,000 of taxable profit. This is a must-know tax hack. If you buy mixed use or commercial properties, always get specialist advisors around you to look at each deal you're doing and to work out how to bring your tax bill as low as you possibly can legally. The world of investing can be complicated with countless rules and laws to adhere to. And knowing which ones are important to you and how to work with them is the difference between an amateur investor and a seasoned pro. The key is to constantly stay educated, educating yourself, and look for new ways to invest and save money tax efficiently. And surround yourself by people that are smarter than you who can expand your toolbox of hacks. If you want to expand your knowledge further and get access to a vast network of industry professionals, I'm running a £1 crash course where I can share more insights like this one in the one, where I can share more insights all day like these ones in a 1 day crash course. And tickets can be purchased at the link in the description for just £1. Be sure to like and subscribe, and I'll see you next time.